Yeah, when I was flat broke, I put cinnamon on pasta. It just doesn't work.
Hi, do you like the way I sound right now?
Just streaming thick streams of barf, the meat barf.
Guys, clap on three. One, two, three.
Clap.
Okay. All right. Let's get started.
All right.
All right. We good. Do an intro.
All right. This is the first podcast.
Introduce yourselves. Who is hosting this podcast this evening? Go.
My name is Joe, and I'm the co-host of the first podcast. And with me, as always, I have Lars.
Welcome to the first podcast. Stamper, this is attempt two to record this episode.
Yeah, I know. I fucked up last time, but I said but. Anyways, keep going.
All right. So, Stamper, since the last time you came on, which has been lost the nethers of time, I actually saw you on a certain show called Has-Been Hotel.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
And I was Serpentius.
Did the voice.
Guys, he did the voice. Now we can go home.
Yeah, guys, everyone in the chat at discord.t1podcast.com. He did the voice.
Also, my boy Jacob is sitting here too. Dick Planet. Tune in.
Jacob, say hi.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, Jacob.
Hey.
He has nothing better to do. He's just fucking chilling here.
Jacob, what do you do?
What kind of bullshit-ass fucking question is that? He's a total baller. That's what he does.
I feel like it's a valid bullshit question.
I co-host Dick Planet with Stamper, and I'm a musician. I sing for a band called Concepts. I sing for a band called Ours and Allies. And I do special projects and international relations for the second largest anime convention in the United States of America called Anime Matsuri.
Anime Matsuri. Ooh, wow. The end. Done. Also, we were fucking driving back home tonight, and he was playing some of his fucking music, and that shit was baller as fuck, son. He is a baller fucking musician. Trust me on that one. Trust me.
I trust you.
Anyways, so what do you do? Question mark.
You asking me or Niall?
Both of you.
Or Joe.
But all of you.
Niall, you're here, right?
I'm here. Hey, what's up, guy?
Welcome back, Niall.
Yeah, man, I'm trying to avoid that question because I do jack shit.
Jacob is like an angel. Also, by the way, thank you, Ellie, because yep. Jesus Christ, almost missed this shit. Fuck. Okay, anyway, Niall, sorry. Let's go.
Niall, you said that you and Stamper were 100% guaranteed going to Africa March.
We are, yeah. We never said which March.
We absolutely are. We're going to fucking Rwanda. I think I'm fucking joking, man. Yeah, we need fucking funding, though, and we're not the kind of guys that put our hands out and fucking ask for fucking handouts.
Yeah, that's the thing, dude. It's just so like...
When we have the cash, me and Niall are straight up going to fucking Rwanda. Think I'm fucking joking. That's where we're going.
Yeah, we have like there's a cool hotel in Rwanda.
Isn't that a
movie? Supposed to be pretty baller. So we're going to
their hotel. Airport is baller, the ladies are baller, everything is baller about fucking Rwanda.
Yeah, especially Rwanda. That hotel.
Done. Perfect.
But yeah, we never said which march. But all we know is that we're going to Africa in March. We didn't say the year.
What is it about the month of March that makes you want to go to Africa?
Because I'll tell you. Can I answer
that
this?
Makes
Stepper?
You keep talking. Fuck you, man. Nobody likes you,
Jesus
man.
Jesus Christ! I'm so fucking
man.
Sorry.
Stepper, this is why we deleted the last episode. We got because
oh,
you know.
Okay, okay. We got
to keep it chill here for a second. But I'll answer that question. Do you know what happened?
What's that?
Stamper DM'd me on Twitter one time, and he goes, "Hey, we're going to Africa in March," and I was like, "Ah, yeah." You know, I'm with the shits, and he knows I'm with the shits, and I know he's with the shits. So we're like, all right, let's go to Africa in March. We did mean the kind of next March, but like, dude, none of us had our shit together by that time. So we just know we're still doing it. It's a plan. It's on the bucket list.
It's true.
We're all going to die one day. And why not go to Africa with Stamper in March? That's just, that's how I see it.
Hey,
yes.
Wait, Niall.
Yes.
Niall.
Yeah.
Niall.
What's up?
I listened to your episode of our show. I think you said March 2020. I think you actually said 2020.
I said,
"Ooh, you're being called out."
Yeah, but dude, like I said 2020, like as in like, dude, it's happening. Like 2020 vision, like dude, just visualize. Oh,
bullshit, but okay.
You meant the decade of 2020.
Right? See, no, yeah, see, it's like dollar bills, son.
Yeah, 20, dude, it's like, you know, 2020,
bucks,
20 dude.
Bucks, done, easy.
You know, keep focus on that. You know, it's like, dude, it's happening.
Keep it 20.
Keep the visual going.
But if, like, truthfully, if anybody wants to donate me and Niall some money so we can go to Africa, I swear to God, we will go back to Africa and we will film all of that shit. We it's just true. Need some goddamn money.
Patreon.com/T1Podcast.
Patreon.com/T1Podcast if you want to donate to these guys.
That's not true.
Okay, and also give me all that money.
All right.
Stamper, when you were on our podcast last time, you brought such an amazing energy, and I feel like I learned a lot and grew from you as a performer just by being around you. So my question is, do you have tips, tricks, or advice for people who want to become a better performer or like a better personality?
You talking about me?
Yeah. As opposed to the other Stamper on this call. Yeah, you.
Okay, no, well, no. I thought you were asking about fucking Niall because he's fucking baller too, man. See, here's the thing. It's like a lot of people.
I have questions for both of you guys, but since you have such, you have a very unique energy.
Niall, a lot of people don't know what Niall is actually capable of. I swear to God, he is probably one of the best singers I've ever fucking heard
really?
In my life.
No shit.
You're going to make me cry, man.
Next to Jacob. Jacob's fucking baller. That's true, though.
We'll have to hear a sample at some point.
You want fucking advice on being a fucking entertainer? Fucking do it. The end. I'll be right back. Jacob, take over.
Where are you going?
No, please, God, tell me.
All right. Okay, everyone, give it up for Stamper. Niall.
Hey, what's up?
Do you have tips, tricks, or advice on how to be like a good entertainer?
Wait. Before we get into that,
go on.
Now, first of all, glad to have you back on, man. It's been a minute.
It has been a minute, and you know, this is always fun. And because the way you guys work, because I have this weird ass brain where I can't like kind of think ahead of shit. Like I only live kind of in the moment. But you guys go like a month in advance, where like you go, yeah, Niall, June 17th, you're doing the podcast. I'm not going to remember June 17th.
Yeah,
but then I wake up today and there's like Niall's on the podcast today. I'm like, oh shit! But I made room for it because I love doing this podcast. It's a good time.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Always fun.
It really means a lot coming from somebody,
dude,
of your stature.
I am nobody. Don't get it twisted.
I got it twisted.
Don't get it twisted.
It's already twisted.
I just fell.
All right, twisted like a churro. Joe, ask your question.
Well, that was my question. Do you have I'm curious if you have tips, tricks, or advice for somebody who wants to maybe activate the entertainer within.
Well,
the
that's
performer.
That is the thing I am actually kind of good at is being entertaining, and I think like the reason why I'm personally good at it is just because like my it's like, again, I think my brain is just fucking weird and fucked up, so it's like hard to say like it's just like I kind of say shit. But I'm thinking, like, I think it depends on what kind of avenue of entertainment you're doing. Like, if you want to be like a funny, being funny isn't always like necessarily saying like the funniest shit at the time. It's kind of like the crowd of people you're talking to have an understanding of like your character, and then you say shit that like kind of sometimes like kind of surprising or like kind of in relation to that character or something. Like, I mean. Dude, if an old man farts, right? That's funny because it's just an old man you don't know and he's doing something that's like, I don't know. It's just like, see, this is what I mean. I don't know what I'm saying half the time. I just talk.
When I was in Ireland, an old man farted on me.
Did he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was walking down a flight of, I think I might have mentioned this on one of the episodes, but it's been a while. An old man was walking down the stairs and I was walking towards the stairs, and as he's passing me, he like makes eye contact and farts and I'm just like taken aback.
Oh no.
No shame.
Oh shit, dude. Were you in the ground zero of the fart? Like, was it right like in your direction?
Well, I think he might have been facing slightly away, so it was projected outwards away from me and I couldn't smell it because I moved quickly. It was at Phoenix Park.
Oh, Well, it was outdoors.
Where's Phoenix Park?
Ireland.
It's in Dublin.
Oh, Phoenix also Park. I'm back.
Welcome back.
You're right, bud.
No, yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine.
All right. Isn't that the largest national park?
I don't fucking know. Or, I don't know shit, dude.
That's what somebody told me.
What's the one with the fucking presidents on the fucking mountain?
Mount Rushmore, Rushmore. Dude.
Yeah, there you go. So I've never seen Mount Rushmore. I've never seen the Grand Canyon. I have seen the Statue of Liberty, but I have not seen, yeah, both those other shits, but I have not seen, what's the other one? Oh, Niagara Falls. Never been there.
Dude.
More like Niagara Balls.
I haven't seen most of those either. I've actually only seen the Grand, I've seen the Hoover Dam. I've seen the Statue of Liberty, but not the other.
Like, yeah. But dude, isn't the Hoover Dam ugly as fuck? Isn't it just concrete with water coming down on it?
Yeah, it's fucking ugly.
Pretty
as fuck.
Much. Yeah, right. It's like, oh yeah, what the fuck ever. And you know, the fucking the Statue of Liberty, seriously, it's like this big. I know you can't see my fingers right now, but seriously, the Statue of Liberty is like 19 inches tall. It's fucking nonsense.
Dude, are you sure you weren't in a gift shop?
Well, I might have been, shit. But no, it's fucking weak, man. That shit is weak, son. Weak.
Damn it.
All right. Can you tell me about when you visited the Statue of Liberty? Like, how long ago was that?
That was when I was about 19 years old, something like that.
So, like, so 30 years ago.
Okay, well, you know what? Fuck you.
Lars, you've offended our guests. I think you owe him an apology.
I don't think Stamper can be offended. I don't think he's capable.
Oh, no. It's not possible. I'm good.
And Niall, are you still recording from your train station?
No, man. I moved from living next to the in the train station, and now I'm living kind of under a bridge. It's quiet.
Last time you were at the train station, there was the conductor that went like, "All aboard," and you had mentioned that there were two homeless looking people that I think they were jerking each other off. They were touching each other.
Yeah,
I don't know, man. That probably did happen. But yeah, the Irish homeless people are kind of chill. I was in LA. What was that?
I don't know. That was weird. Did anyone else hear that?
Oh, yeah.
Guys in the chat at discord.t1podcast.com. Did you hear that?
Discord.t1podcast.com.
Niall.
Anyway, you were saying?
Give people a fun fact that involves both me and you. Go.
Well, I think, okay, I'm going to say, like, you know, like Jacob, he seems like he has his shit together.
Yeah,
and like he's got all these kind of things. He's got like he's like, yo, I'm in a band. He's all like clean. Jacob's so like clean looking, but I think like so you living with him is kind of cool. But you know, like we were going to live together.
Uh huh.
I feel like we're both the same, where we just like fall into the hole of abyss.
Oh no, dude, we're gonna fucking die. That's easy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We're gonna. So me and you, I think we're the same in the way where we just kind of say fuck it.
I'll drop you guys off care packages every month.
Yeah, boys. But Niall, you guys have very different energies too.
Really?
Like,
who are you talking about? Yeah. Like me and Niall have different energies?
Yeah, you guys are like, you guys are coming like from different angles. You're
wrong again, son. Me and Niall are
right
exactly
again, sir.
The same.
All right. Bullshit, but sure.
Our energies could be different, but I think we're kind of the same in other ways. I don't know. What's the energy?
Also, fucking, so Jacob just, okay, Jacob, sorry. I'm going to fucking call you out here. So Jacob got a brand new crib today, and it's in the blackest fucking neighborhood ever. And I fucking love that place, dog. It is so baller, man. Niall, you need to come down ASAP, man. There's so many cute ladies there, boy. You have no idea.
It's happening, dude. It's happening for sure. Happening. Like I'm
good.
I'm getting kicked out of here in like 2 weeks. I'm outie. Like
nice.
Okay, that's a little fast, but
you're always welcome.
Wait, they kick you out from under the bridge?
Yeah,
I was
man.
Gonna say who's kicking you out? Like the other people living under the bridge?
There's no smoking policy and shit under the bridge, and it's like I don't know.
Trust me, dog. Trust me, Jacob. Niall is a total fucking baller. He's probably one of my best friends all time. The end.
Well, hey, it's, you know,
have you guys ever gone traveling? I mean, I'm sure you've been traveling together. Where are some places that you guys have visited together? I'm assuming you have.
Trinity?
Yeah, Trinity. I was going to say the same thing. I was going to say Delilah's. Delilah's in...
Delilah's? Dude, yeah!
Delilah's?
Oh, by the way, those are strip clubs. Anyway.
Yeah. Oh, clearly.
Yeah. Nice.
Dude, what was it?
Have
was it,
you like, and Joe gone places together, my friend?
Lars and I went to a concert together.
You're Joe, right?
I'm Joe.
Oh, right, that's right. And this is the Lars. Other one's Lars.
People say that we sound similar.
Yes, you do. You sound exactly the fucking same.
We really don't at all.
Yes,
we don't.
Yes,
we really don't at
do.
All.
Look
yeah,
at the goddamn fucking chat. What?
Guys in the chat, do Lars and I sound similar?
You
both have like a Southern California kind of accent, but...
No, you sound exactly
I could see how we do sound like our cadence.
I think they're saying
similar.
They want us to prove it, Joe.
No, you sound exactly the same. That's what I like about this podcast, though. I never know who's talking. Ever.
Really, guys in the chat, give us something to say and similar. Lars and I will each say it.
We both sound white, that's true. I mean, like, that's undeniable.
But you got the same, like, pitch, you got the same kind of... I don't know about accent, I don't really... Think about that, but like you sound the same.
Here, Lars, say I'll use my credit card and then I'll say it.
I'll use my credit card.
No, you have to say it in your regular voice.
That is my regular voice.
No, it's not. All right. I'll use my credit card.
Wait, dude, that was the same.
Give us something else to say and then we'll say it and we'll just do one more. I feel like this is going in a good direction. Give us like the most wacky phrase you can think of.
Can I guess which one is Lars and which one is the other guy?
Joe.
You really need a guess at this point?
The membership for this country club is outrageous.
I do not know which one is which. I promise you that. I have no clue.
All right, Lars. Say, do you have anything gluten-free?
Do you have anything gluten-free?
Do you have anything gluten-free?
Is there anybody in the chat right now that's full-blown vegetarian? Go.
Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, yes.
Is there anyone in the chat right now who's full-blown vegetarian?
No, yes, see, I am, nope, see, blip, fuck no, fuck, blip, no, see all that blip. Shit? Yeah, now, is there anybody in the chat right now that's full-blown vegan? Whoops, go.
Is there anyone in the chat? Wait, are you telling
us
to say
this?
Jesus.
Done.
He had a fucking stroke.
Are you okay? What if I said that, Stamper, what if I said you and Niall sound the same?
I would call you a fucking liar because we totally don't. Because
we actually
first
don't.
And foremost, oh yeah, we're not fucking Irish together, dumbass.
Irish together.
All right. I'm gonna give you guys a phrase, and each of you have to say it, and we'll guess who's who. Say, I'm gonna go to the pub for a brew.
Okay, wait, hold up. Okay, I got you.
All right.
I'm gonna go to a pub. Wait, hold on. I'm gonna go to the pub for a brew. No, that's more Scottish. Wait, hold on.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, wait, hold up. Jacob, do it. Go.
To me?
Yep.
In an Irish accent?
Yep, go.
Oh, I'm going to go to the pub for a brew.
Ooh. That's pretty good.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
All right, all right.
That was worse than that fucking shit movie, P.S. I Love You. That fucking dude, when he died.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That movie's fucking trash. And that dude, that movie is trash and a half. Blip, done,
was that
easy.
Niall or
fuck
Stamper?
That movie. Also, Niall, do me. Don't do me, but do me.
Also, Niall, do me. Do me.
Is he coming on to you?
I can't
do
it.
You got that Philly accent down.
That sounded pretty similar.
I can kind of do impression. I have to work on it, though. I have to work on a Stamper. I never really did a Stamper.
No, you got it. You got it, dog. Do it. Do it.
You
do
got
it.
A dog. Do it.
I think that was pretty
that
similar, actually.
I mean, you got the pitch right, not the accent or anything else, but
the accent was pretty close.
See, I don't know what you know accent what, Stamper
you
had.
You know what, Joe? Do it. Go.
Dude.
Do it.
Do it.
Me?
Yes.
Yeah. What do you want me to say?
Anything off the top of your head, dog.
Anything off the top of your head, dog.
Anything off the top of your head, dog.
No, yeah, that was a boo.
Yeah, that was awful.
I don't know what we're doing anymore. Oh, am I trying to sound like
you just made
Niall?
Me hate white people when you said that.
Boo. Straight up boo.
Boo.
Try again.
Chat, boo.
Try again. Go.
What am I trying to do sound like? Who am
this
I trying to sound
is
like?
Stamper right here.
I think he wants you to sound like him.
Sound
this
like me
right
now
here.
With what I am saying. You know what? Matter of fact.
Say something that sounds like me.
That kind of worked. Wait, hold up. Say, I really like lasagna in Sir Penius's voice. Go. Now.
Oh, I don't know. I could do it in your voice.
I really like lasagna. It's not that hard, dog.
I really like lasagna.
See, there you go.
That wasn't bad.
Yeah, that was good. That was good.
All right, give me something else to say.
Okay. I really like beef stew with a side of Ritz crackers.
I really like beef stew.
Boo.
With a side of...
Boo.
No good?
No, that was trash, son. That was trash.
Ooh, I'm so sorry. I feel like this is the best segment we've ever done. I feel like we should do this every episode. We should have
just
the
complete
guests
bullshit
try to
the entire time. It's great.
Yo, what's your boy's name again? Fucking Juan or whatever the fuck.
Me? I'm Joe. Joe and Lars.
So you got Joe. Oh, and Lars. That's right. That's right.
Yeah, no, Joe and Juan.
Who the fuck is Juan? I don't
know. It's Lore now.
No, it, seriously, Joe no. And Juan. Yeah,
that was Niall.
What's up?
On the last episode, we were talking about living in an apartment building and how cheap it would be. And so in preparation for this episode, I did some research and found an apartment, a 6,500 square foot apartment.
Oh, please
for
don't tell me you took my advice.
Wait, hold up.
Never take my
Where
advice.
Where was
what
it,
fuck,
though?
Dude?
No, mm-hmm. guys. No. Yo, you guys weren't talking about apartment. Joe, you were talking about illegally subletting a business place to sleep in for like $5,000 a month.
Yeah. It was less than that.
I don't remember.
Me and Jacob were literally just talking about that. It's like, yo... We should get like a fucking business office, kind of like the fucking sleepy cabin office, where we just live there and nobody fucking knows. It's gonna be perfect, son. Perfect.
That's good, man. But is there a shower?
You have it be your office. You take breaks.
No, there was a bathroom, but there wasn't a shower. Yeah, that's a good point.
You can make a shower. You
can
always
break is 23 hours of the day, and you sleep on your breaks and eat.
Or you could just like bathe in the toilet. I mean, it's like all you have to do is just like bathe in the toilet. You
know? Better than living under the bridge.
There, you could give yourself a sponge bath.
Wait, I don't remember a goddamn thing I said in that fucking episode. And I am kind of terrified that you took my advice on anything. Because I just say shit, dude.
You didn't so much give advice as you told terrible dating stories about the women who have like abused you on dates. And left you up mountains and shit?
No, man. No one abused me. I don't have any trauma. Like, dude, I just talk about, like, you know, shit that happened at the time, but I forget it. You know, water off my back, dude.
Dude, I'll tell you what, man. I've had the absolute... I'm not even fucking joking. I have had the absolute worst fucking girlfriends. Niall's actually met some of them, man. They are fuck... I attract... the most horrible fucking people. Fucking mark my word on that shit. Trust me on that.
I hate those bitches. I hate them. I hate them so much. I hate them.
Dude, yeah.
Do you have any bad date stories?
Yeah.
You know what? You start.
Who, me?
No, what? You know what? Yeah, you start. Why not? Jacob, start.
No, I've been married since 2016, dog.
Oh,
Jacob,
yeah.
Jacob, do you have any bad date stories? Go.
Jacob not has really known. Jacob is fucking married. A and B, he's known his fucking wife seriously since he was a fucking child. Not
that's
even
such
joking.
A fucking Jacob thing, dude. That's what I said. He has his shit together. He meets the love of his life when he's like six. He like just kind of does everything like.
And here's the other thing too.
Line.
She is absolutely fucking gorgeous. Trust your boy on that one. Anyways,
yeah,
now go.
Man, see, dude, God just goes like, yeah, I'm gonna give Jacob like the best life ever. Niall, you're going to wake up with a hemorrhoid today. I woke up with a hemorrhoid today. And fucking Stamper, you're just going to be fucking wild and not know what the fuck to do ever. So, dude, it's not fair. Jacob is like kind of on easy mode. Now, that's not fair. Jacob worked for what he got, but you know what I'm saying?
I got all the figgy pudding, bitch.
That's true. Seriously, though, fucking me and Niall are broken as shit, man.
Yeah,
hey,
man.
Niall, you remember that one time we did so much fucking cocaine? Both
dude, you
our
tell the story every goddamn time.
And we couldn't
and
use
after it
them
happened.
Anymore.
Dude, you
I know,
story.
But it's true, though. Like, we were just sitting there like, what the fuck happened?
Man, I remember
our
telling
arms
you
that, don't work anymore.
That, dude,
I think
that
you,
was the
yeah,
only
yeah,
time
we
had,
you were getting into the story last time. If you
yeah.
like to...
Oh, please continue. Yeah.
I told Stapper at the time not to ever talk about this because I don't want to be like kind of labeled as a cokehead because I'm not. That was like the only time I did it. But
no, we were just having fun for the night and watching the Mummy and shit.
That's what
but
it was.
Seriously, it
came.
Well, I think
just,
with that disclaimer, that'll be okay.
That's what I mean about me and Stamper. It came our way once, and we just went, you know what,
Niall,
fuck it, yeah.
Niall. to be clear, you're saying you're not a massive cokehead with a huge problem.
No, I don't do it. I don't touch like.
Okay.
No, he's a cokehead with a huge wiener. There's a big difference.
I don't know.
No, but seriously though, fucking like seriously, me and Niall got our. I'm not even joking. Me and Niall got our penises hard, and we walked towards each other to see whose penis was bigger. And because the idea being that whose ever penis touches the other body first has the biggest penis. And fucking Niall was leagues beyond what the fuck I was, man.
His but I was trying to explain to you, Stamper.
So fucking big.
Yeah, but
you
dude,
have no idea how big fucking Niall's dick is. I'm not even fucking joking. That shit is really fucking massive, son.
Stamper doesn't Stamper doesn't understand the concept that when things are closer, they look bigger. And because I was right next to him, it just looked bigger.
Oh, isn't a Carter mirror? Okay.
Yeah. Like, he was like, whoa, dude, every time I walk closer to him with my dick out, he was like, it's getting bigger, dude. And I was like, well, yeah, that's because it's getting hard.
Oh. But also, all jokes aside, Niall is the first person who has ever in terms of a man.
Really?
Yeah.
That's really romantic to hear.
Yeah, wow. Man. I mean,
that's really progressive.
It's not romantic. I mean, it hurt like a motherfucker, but like, that's true.
Well, he got stuck in the washing machine, and it's just an opportunity.
Oh, you're actually calling in from your washing machine mic now, Niall.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's great. Can we please skip this topic
and
move the fuck on? Because I'm really getting sick of this bullshit. Move it on now, dog.
Stamper, you're the one who said
me here.
Yeah, I actually have another topic to talk about. While we were on the topic of apartment buildings for rent, I looked up the largest office building in the world, and it's actually the Pentagon at 3.7 million square feet, or 344,000 square meters. Imagine
the
Pentagon,
like the fucking like the presidential Pentagon. You talking about?
Wait, they're renting the Pentagon out now?
Okay. No, I'm saying if you imagine living in there and you wake up and there's like military generals arguing and you're like, shut up, I'm trying to sleep, and they're just like, guys, we have to keep it down. They rented this place out.
All right, then.
They're like outside.
Wait, you can lease offices in the Pentagon?
I guess now.
No, I'm saying like, what if? I'm saying like, wouldn't that be funny?
Like, holy shit, dude, that seems like a huge national security issue. I don't know. I was like, hey,
it's like nobody's allowed in, but they're
like
renting
running
apartments.
Tiff streets out of one of the most secure places on the fucking planet.
Yeah,
well, they can just put that on the
application. Bomb though. What Tiff Street? Oh, the Pentagon.
No man, a plane went into it.
It was part of
9/11, but there was actually no plane. They never found it.
Ooh,
yeah. There's that.
They did find it.
Scrub Lord Athen. What's up, Doc?
So,
hi, random person in the chat.
Hey, if you could live in the Pentagon, would you?
No.
What if you had the whole place to yourself?
Dude, you, I
what if you had the White House? You know what? If I had the fucking White House, watch this shit. I would fucking paint that bitch. Done easy.
Make it the purple house.
Make it the purple. I'd make that shit the orange house. Split straight down the middle. Purple
the
on
lavender
one side,
house.
Orange on the other side. For my boy.
And yes, I would live in the Pentagon so I get some of that alien bussy.
Ooh.
Yes, because you know they got him in there.
And that's how the cookie crumbles.
But also,
really, whom amongst us would decline such an opportunity?
I would.
I mean,
Lars, is there something that you want to say?
For the chat, do you think that aliens exist? Go.
Mm.
Yes.
Yes. So
they're saying overwhelmingly yes.
There's one idiot who said no.
You know how fucking big the fucking universe is, man? Are you serious?
Do you think that co-host Joe is an alien?
Yeah.
Do you honestly think that with how big the universe is, there is nobody else aside from us living right now? Bullshit. Fuck that.
They just did a study that said that there is up to possibly 30 intelligent species in this galaxy.
Yeah, and guess what?
This galaxy
we're aliens
alone
to them. So yeah, aliens do exist. We are aliens.
And we're the aliens.
That's number one.
And here's the other thing too. It's like, yo, we're not talking about for like gray aliens and shit like that, but like, dog, life still
blue
counts
aliens,
if it's like
aliens.
Even if it's like a single celled organism.
Bingo. Right. That's it. Like, even if it's fucking single celled, that's still fucking life, son.
Love is love. Imagine aliens come to Earth and there's like interspecies, like aliens and humans marry. It's like 100 years from now. It's really progressive.
Oh, that's weird. So it's kind of like Lars and Joe. Yeah, that's right. Mad fucking progressive. Fuck you. I hate this stream so much. I hate it. Okay,
this
now.
Stamper, yo, this is why we deleted the last episode.
You deleted it?
So, okay, look, Stamper, I'm sorry. Sometimes you gotta check. You gotta check, Niall, you boys. Yeah.
Niall, every time Stamper comes on, you try to protect him from us. We're well aware of how he works. He's a cool guy.
We're okay with this.
Okay, now, you guys ask me and Niall some questions. Go!
I would actually like to. Okay, so can we talk like semi-seriously for a second?
No, hold up. Hold up, dog. You have to say fucking dragon fruits.
you have to say dragon fruits.
Dragon fruits?
So dragon fruit is like a safe word with Stamper. If you say the word dragon fruit before something, you have to be completely serious. And if you lie, he's allowed to punch you directly
in the
face.
You can't fucking lie. Look, watch, Ellie. Okay. Dragon fruit. You
serious
can't do that.
Safe word.
So be serious, man.
It is a safe word.
Okay, now, go!
Okay. Dragon fruit. Okay, so I'm actually curious how you got hooked up with the Hasman Hotel crew and how you got into the Serpentress role.
Rice Pirate, Mick. He brought me into Hasbin, and truthfully... Mm. All jokes aside, like Mick, like me and Mick, we go way back, man. Like me and Mick fucking love each other, but
I love Mick. He's a cool guy.
Yeah, he's cool.
But me and Mick, so he hooked me up with that shit, and I kind of fell apart. I gotta be fucking honest there. I fell apart and I didn't get it in on time. And he was like, dog, he has never scolded me before, but I never got, dude, I almost wasn't fucking Serpentius because I was fucking super late on that shit. And then I finally did it and then pulled it back. The end.
No,
and
you
know
killed
what,
it, though, dude. You killed it.
That shit was baller. Yes.
Yeah, you did. It was good shit.
I did it. But yeah, it was Mick. The end. Long story. That was it, Mick. Now,
by the way, you know what? You know how I know it was a good performance? I didn't know it was you at first. I had no idea you were attached to the project at all.
There you go.
And then I was like, oh, it's Stamper at the end.
What was the most fun part about the whole project? What was your most enjoyable moment?
Of what? Fucking Hasbin?
Yeah, working with Hasbin.
Okay, the most enjoyable part of that whole thing was seeing the final fucking project, man, because fucking she is a fucking baller.
Talking about Viv?
Yeah, buddy.
Oh, yeah, this is dope.
DP. Oh, shit. I keep forgetting the dick plan is like DP is double penetration.
I know, right?
It's
like a double wing.
Dude, we are fucking awesome, Jacob. God damn it. We fucking kick ass.
I got this like real quick, like just feeling that we're coming off as the most unlikable douches, but fuck it.
No, you're not unlike. You're the most likable of all of our guests.
Oh, well, thanks.
Very real and down to earth.
Question for the chat and the people speaking right now. The worst console ever. Go.
That shit that Soulja Boy tried to put out.
Oh my god, yeah, fucking Soulja Boy. God damn it. A lot of people don't know fucking Soulja Boy was on fucking Newgrounds. You remember that shit?
Yeah.
And then he bought an airplane and fucking did Jew, that fucking stupid ass shit. I hate that song.
What about the Ouya?
What's the point of the 2DS?
Oh, the Ouya.
Oh, the Ouya. Oh my god, yeah. Oh wait, no, wait, hold up. The GameCom. The game.com. Remember that shit?
Oh shit, I remember that.
Oh, that one stank. Yeah, I remember that one.
Wasn't the Ouya just like an Android client wrapped in a box,
yeah, like
essentially?
An Android from like 2011.
I've never had a 2DS, so I don't know, but
yeah, it was just Android with a controller. It was like not actually a console.
The chat is really supporting the 2DS.
The games weren't even designed for a controller, so it sucked.
Nope.
Question: what is your favorite console right now?
Switch.
Switch.
Yes, yeah, Switch.
Yeah, absolutely.
Switch. I play on PC, but as far I don't know if you would consider PC a console, but my Switch
goes.
That's
not a console, dude.
That is good.
I used to be a huge PC gamer, but then I got Super Mario Odyssey.
Also,
right, it's so good. Super Mario Odyssey is fucking amazing.
So yeah. Jacob has the fucking Switch, and I don't know if you remember, like, the tracks that we were posting with the music that
Jacob
was doing.
Can you guys describe?
Excuse me. With Aaron. He was like the fucking throat screamer and shit. You remember that shit? But he was in the fucking hospital, and Jacob walked over with his fucking switch and said, yo, play this shit.
Oh, yeah, no.
Remember that?
Yeah. So one of the screamer from my band, it's like a heavy metal band, so we have like a rough vocalist. He got fucking stabbed at the bar like fucking four times. Like stabbed.
Dude, seriously, link them that song that you guys did. I'm not joking, Jacob. I'm telling you, dog, Jacob is fucking baller. But also, so is Aaron. He's cool. He's cool.
So I gave him my switch because he was in the hospital for fucking like a month recovering and shit.
Dragon fruit, straight up. Blip, blip.
Use a homie.
Oh, I just gave it to him. I bought another one. It's fine.
Oh, that's really nice.
Because he had gotten like attached to the game and like he had gotten like so far in some games. So I was like, just keep it. I'll just get another one. It's fine.
See? I love those tracks. See that shit?
Oh, thank you.
I'm telling you, man. Fucking post at least one of your tracks, Jacob. Please do that right now.
I don't
trust
like
me.
I don't want to make this about.
No.
Jacob, how are people ever going to hear
about your music? I'm telling you, dog. Do it, dog.
This is the world's introduction to Jacob.
Watch this shit. Watch how fucking baller this shit
no,
is.
No, let's make it about
Kingdom Hearts.
Do it.
Do Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah. Okay. Fuck
Jacob,
it.
Yeah, let's make this about you.
Of course they do.
There you go.
Yeah, let's post the track. Do you guys in the chat, do you want to hear this? Do you guys want to hear this in the chat right now?
Here's a Kingdom Hearts cover that I did with my band about a year ago, maybe less.
Yes!
Wait, I gotta piss out my huge dick. I hate to say this.
Alright, go for it now.
I'll be back in a minute.
Furthermore,
I did the... Aw, thank you, Ellie. Appreciate it. I'm sorry to like take over like that.
No. Take over.
I hate Ellie so much. She makes me so sick. God damn it!
That's code for he really likes Ellie.
Ellie is so cool.
But yeah, we recorded that over at Aaron's house in his... So Aaron runs Nocturnal Studios here in Houston. It's like a full-fledged recording studio. It's got like its own drum room, a bunch of isolation booths, and everything like that.
It's
and
true.
He records music.
Aaron is a fucking baller. He's a super nice guy.
Yeah, he records music for like big act. Like, I don't know if you guys are familiar with like Attila or Franz or any of that, but like
Attila, yes.
Attila.
Yeah. So a lot of Attila's new stuff and a lot of the Bone Crew stuff is recorded with Aaron, my screamer. So he records a lot of the guitars and stuff there.
He's about what, like a block away?
He's about an hour
block
away.
Hour.
Crosby, yeah. And this music video we recorded in his living room, or no, in his garage with like a bunch of green screens and stuff like that. It was fun.
And who's your other boy? We went to like do like the camera shit for Dick Planet.
Oh, that was Albert.
Oh yeah, Albert's cool too. Right. Yeah,
he does a lot of work for. So he was the one who introduced me to Johnny Young Bosch.
Perfect.
Yeah, because I can't say too much on that, but we're working on something with him and something. Well, we're working on. We worked on some stuff with Jason David Frank last year, so that kind of like got us.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yo, the green and what? The White Ranger as well, son. Yeah. What?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I met him back when he was a Power Ranger.
Aha!
He was at a signing. He was like, "What's up, buddy?" And it was the best day of my life.
Which one, Jason or Johnny? Because they were both Power Rangers.
Jason.
Okay. Jason. Yeah, Jason's a super nice. They're both super nice guys.
Yeah.
I'm back.
Hey.
Hey, now.
I had met the Yellow Ranger, and then she died in a car wreck. God damn it. Now I'm fucking upset. Fuck!
Oh, wait.
Jesus.
Okay, there goes Stamper.
Yeah, she's dead. Anyways.
Well, there he goes.
Guys, did you hear? Did you guys hear the news today?
What happened today?
No. Did you guys hear the news about
I did hear about that.
Yeah. Show?
Yeah, dude. Oh man, yeah, I heard about that. He's like going to prison now, isn't he?
Yeah.
Because he raped a bunch of people.
Well, you know what? Yeah. Well, I guess did he have his day in court?
Not, well, he's gonna.
Yeah. Well,
wait,
I mean,
like the actual Sam Hyde, like the comedian, did he actually do something, or is this just 4chan trolling?
No, this is
that's not Sam Hyde. That's Danny Masterson.
Oh, okay. Really? Wait. Oh, that's right.
Played Hyde on that 70s
Sam
show.
Hyde is the guy who got his comedy show shit canned because they had like they knew some people who were alt-right or something like that.
Well,
I know it's kind of like a 4chan meme. I've never really looked into it too much, but I know they throw Sam Hyde around.
Nah, Sam Hyde, he's just a comedian who likes free speech. But if you talk about free speech these days, you're a fucking Nazi. That's what they say about you. So, that dude, so stupid. But like, anyway, fucking, the thing that bummed me out today is, you know the comedian Chris D'Elia?
Yeah.
Chris D'Elia. A load of girls kind of came out on Twitter and they were like posting DMs that he sent back in like 2011. And apparently they were like 17 and shit. And like, dude, that, man, I really liked Chris D'Elia. His latest special sucked, but like, I fucking, it actually bummed me out all day.
Yeah, I remember that, dude.
Yeah, dude. Oh, sucks, man.
I don't
he's
really
canceled.
Know who that is, but that's okay.
Jacob, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
If you wanted to be a voice actor, what is the first voice you would put on? Go.
I am a voice actor. I don't do much English voice acting, but I don't know. I do a lot of like shonen stuff for like love novels and everything. Like a lot of which will make games and stuff like that.
True.
But aside from that, yeah. I mean, Has-Been's awesome. I would kill for a chance to be in something like that.
Oh, dude! Do fucking Has-Been in Japanese. But you have to be fucking Serpenius Japanese style. Go.
See, your Serpenius is like very pitchy. Like you're like.
It's not that hard. Yeah, you're to very do Serpenius.
But I don't think the Japanese Pentius would be nearly as pitchy. Personally, like if I were asked to do the Japanese dub, right? I'd be very cocky, but I wouldn't be as pitchy.
But okay, so
can we have an example.
Yeah. Okay. Wait. Hold on.
All the phones that need them.
Wait, you know what? You do an example. Go.
What?
Yeah, you heard me. Do it.
Me?
Who, me?
Yes, you.
Joe, do the Japanese Serpentius.
Well, give me something to say, and then I'll do it. And like,
say, everyone remembers the side with the most style.
But say it in Japanese, please.
Everyone remembers the side with the most style.
What kind of bullshit was that, man? Fuck you, dude.
That's a Japanese man who grew up in England. I don't know.
All right.
Okay, now, Jesus. You do it.
Lars?
Yes, go.
I don't know Japanese.
Well, I don't know Japanese either.
Okay, Jacob, do it. Go.
I'm probably going to fucking butcher the grammar on this because I don't have anybody checking me, but As Japanese pantheist? My interpretation of Japanese pantheist?
Yes.
Okay. Minna wa style no hito ga oboeru. Something like that. Like, avoiders, like, remember. So, like, you know how, like, everyone remembers the side with the most style, right? You had
do
that
it
kind
again.
Of pause.
Do it again.
So, like, minna wa style no hito ga oboeru. Like, kind of cocky, you know what I mean?
You sound like you're trying to seduce someone.
Okay, do it again. Like do it again.
Again?
Yes. Go.
Like, a different inflection?
Yes. Do it again.
Minna wa style no hito ga oboeru. Some shit like that.
Oboeru.
Oboeteta. Or oboeru. Oboeru is like remember, but oboeteta is like remembered. I'm not sure which one. I'd have to check with my wife.
Jacob, that sounds weirdly sexual.
Like, how's it going, big boy? I'm weirdly sexual.
How's it going, big boy? Do that. Go.
Oh, Stamper.
Yes, sir.
Can you... Okay, so whenever we have a voice actor on, we actually get him to do a read of something. Can you do a read of something in Serpentius's voice?
Yes, sir. Okay.
Okay. Guys in the chat, shut up for a second. I'm going to turn it off. All right.
How fucking dare you tell these people to shut up?
I'm so sorry, guys in the chat. So sorry.
All right, there you go, bud.
Wait, hold up. I have to fucking read all this shit?
Yep.
It's like 30 words.
Okay. All right. Take two of the seashells. Wait, hold on. Take two of the seashells and place them between your fingers to be used like chopsticks. Using two seashells, gently pull seashells. Wait, hold on. Fuck.
He's been drinking a little bit. You'll have to excuse me.
Okay, yeah. Hold on. Wait, hold up. I got this.
You got it.
Okay. Take two of the seashells and place them between your fingers to be used like chopsticks. Using two seashells, gently pull on feces to remove them from your posterior. Wait, hold on. Dude, I mean, give me a fucking break, man. You know what? I'm gonna swap to step three. Using the third seashell, scrape away any fecal remnants from your posterior. Dispose all three seashells in the toilet and flush. Okay, nailed it.
All right, perfect.
Did in one take.
Everybody in the chat, what do you think? What are your impressions?
No, here's the thing. You know what? You fucking bitch. Why don't you fucking read the same exact goddamn thing?
We have, dude.
Oh, I was praising you. I was praising you for your good job.
Read it. I dare you to read the same exact thing that I fucking just did. Do it.
All right,
I
just
dare
like in my
you.
Regular voice, like in the, like an announcer voice? Or?
No, you have to do it in your fucking dumbass stupid voice. Go.
Take two of the seashells and place them between your fingers to be used like chopsticks. Using the two seashells, gently pull on feces to remove them from your posterior until bowels have been completely empty. Using the third seashell, scrape away
fucking
any remnants.
You're
embarrassing yourself, man.
All right,
you gotta stop this,
dude.
I only did it because Stamper asked me to. I didn't do it because I wanted to.
You know what? Fuck you. Go to him. Go to him because he can do it better. Watch this shit. Watch.
All right, go ahead.
Wait, who's doing it?
You are.
Bullshit. Okay, I guess. What kind of voice? What kind of voice should I do?
Your dumbass voice, because that's the only feedback I was given. You have to do it in your best dumbass voice.
Oh, you want me to imitate someone stupid?
Do it right now. Doesn't matter.
God
go.
Damn, just do it.
Yeah.
Step one. Take two of the seashells and place them between your fingers to be used like chopsticks.
Uh-huh.
Step two. Using the two seashells, gently pull on feces to remove them from your posterior until bowels have been completely emptied. Step three, using the third seashell, scrape away any fecal remnants from your posterior. Step four, dispose of all three seashells in the toilet and flush.
And the Oscar goes to...
Now, do it like Vin Diesel. Go.
I can't go that low. I can't be that douchey. Stamper, can you do a good Vin Diesel?
Wait, hold on. I think I can't. Wait, hold on. No, I can't.
So wait, I can do it.
Is this what you're supposed to do with those three seashells that, white old white women have on the back of their toilet?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like on the side. Yeah. There you go.
That every old white woman has in her bathroom.
I can do it. Oh, well, I can do Vin Diesel.
I think they just sort of spawn once a white woman like gets older than 25 years old.
I heard. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I heard there is a brand new Demolition Man coming out.
Ooh.
Am I wrong?
If so, I'm excited.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah.
Anyways, so you got me and Niall on this dumbass fucking stream tonight. So what do you want to talk about, man? Come on, man. Give me a fucking break.
Do you like to cook? Do you?
Yes. What kind of dumbass question is that? Of course I
do. All right. What's your favorite thing to cook?
Wait, hold up.
Loves this question. Wait. He actually loves this question, I can tell.
Yeah, no shit.
Chicken fettuccine alfredo. Blipped on easy.
All right. Can you walk us through it? Like,
wait, hold up. Macaroni and cheese. Right, Niall? Mm-hmm. Ain't that some shit? Ain't that some shit?
Actually, you don't have to call it mac and cheese because mac already stands for mac and cheese.
Shut up, dude. It stands for macaroni, dude. Macaroni and cheese, man. No, M-A-C. It's mac. Dude, it's macaroni, you fucking... Dude!
Mac is your favorite meal to make. Mac and cheese.
No, dude!
Why are you so goddamn fucking patronizing? What's your favorite meal to make? I dare you to say it right now.
All right. Last night, I made a new meal for the first time. I made Salisbury steak with onion and gravy.
Okay.
Topping and french fries.
In fairness, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
It was delicious. I used turkey. Everything turkey.
Also, you know what one of the most baller meals you can possibly make is?
What?
Watch this. Sloppy Joe's on Hawaiian buns. That shit is gorgeous, son.
Oh, Stamper. Okay, so
yes,
here's the trick.
Okay.
You got to add pickles to the Sloppy Joe. Try it sometime. It's amazing.
You have to add grilled onions to the Sloppy Joe. There it is, right there, bitch.
That sounds nice.
And you know what? Grilled pickles, too. Whoops, yeah, bitch.
Niall got a real hoot out of that one.
In Minecraft, somebody built a stage around me. I'm sitting on a stage in Minecraft right now, and somebody built a stage around me.
Oh, yeah, someone made us a Minecraft server for this show.
Yeah.
Pretty weird.
Speaking of games.
Yeah.
How stoked are you guys on this fucking Pokemon Snap announcement?
I'm so stoked for that. I'm so excited.
Right? I'm fucking excited.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't played Pokemon Snap since I was a kid.
Not stoked at all because I'm not 7!
Shut the fuck up now.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, it's called New Pokemon Snap, which is kind of lame, but whatever. Looks cool.
Yeah. I haven't heard of that. Sounds interesting.
Trailer looks cool.
I had the old Pokemon Snap.
It's going to be on Switch as well, so.
Wait, hold up.
I wonder if they're going to utilize the motion controls on the Switch to so you can move the camera around, kind of like an augmented reality, but not really kind of a thing.
I feel like the game would have been better on 3DS, though.
Nah, I think they're going to use the GPS kind of thing. That whole shit.
Oh, it's going to be like Pokemon Go?
I think so. I think it's going to be, I don't know. I just think it's going to be like Pokemon Go 2.
Oh, that's worse. That's not good.
Geriatric Pokemon Snap.
Stamper.
Yes, sir.
What you been playing?
Third Strike. And you know your boy is always on fucking Devil May Cry 3.
Mm-hmm.
And you know your boy is always on some... Wait, hold up. What are you on?
We just got done beating Fatal Frame 2.
That's true.
Dick Planet. And we're playing through New Super Mario Bros. Wii as well.
Question as well. What would you like to see us play next time?
For me?
Exactly. Yeah. See? You don't have one yet. So here's the thing. So Jacob was handling the 1P fucking controller and I couldn't play shit, but I could do it next time. So what do I play? Now, that's on you, dog. That's on you.
I'd say Devil May Cry. I think he was referring to you guys as well. He wasn't asking.
Yeah, there's a lot of cutting out right now. Sorry.
Yeah, there is.
Oh, sorry. Is that on our end? I apologize.
Yeah. Sorry. Shit.
I feel like people are going to be used to the chaos for this episode.
E-U-A-O.
Yeah, it's still going on.
A-U-A-O.
And you guys play The Last of Us 2?
I have not played The Last of Us 2. I love The Last of Us 1, however.
Oh.
I have not played it.
You want to do that?
For the voice talents of Troy Baker? Sure, yeah, I'll do that. I'll play it exclusively for the voice talents of Troy Baker. If you guys, in case you guys don't know, back, when was it? What video game awards was it?
I don't fucking know,
It was the year that the Last of Us 1 came out, and Last of Us and Battleblock Theater both came out around the same time. And Stamper and Troy Baker were both nominated for, like, Best Voice Actor or something.
I fucking hate Troy Baker! I hate him! I hate him so much!
So Stamper got beat out by Troy Baker for, like, Best
There's so
Voice
much cutting
Actor.
Out. I can't
by, like,
follow.
Hair.
I didn't know if that was, like, all of you guys or just them.
I can't hear. Yeah.
Hold on one second.
What are your guys' favorite genres of video games?
We got it. We got it. Wait, hold up.
Is this better or worse?
It takes a minute to tell, unfortunately.
It's better, but it's...
One, two, three.
You're coming through just fine right now.
I got a good feeling about this.
So we're fine right now?
All right, this is the one, guys.
Here's the thing, though. Yep. You guys aren't fine, so fucking crank your volume and shut the fuck up.
Okay,
now.
That's fair.
Crank your volume and shut the fuck up? Ooh, that's a bit counterintuitive, don't you think?
Yeah. That's Stamper.
Yeah. So
okay, so while Stamper is diagnosing his audio, Joe, we should get the sponsor out of the way.
Oh yeah, we should talk about the sponsor. audibletrial.com/T1podcast to get a free audiobook today. Don't like to read? Mm-hmm. Not a problem. At audibletrial.com/T1podcast, you can have access to Amazon's full series of the entire library of Amazon. If you've ever heard of a book, there's a good chance it's on audibletrial.com/T1podcast.
Audible! Join Audible right now because Audible is pretty ballerable.
Yeah, if there's a book that comes to mind, go get it for free.
Yeah, guys.
Guys in the chat, name your favorite book.
Guys, you don't want to read anymore. You don't want to read a physical book. Go to audibletrial.com/T1podcast. They have a proposition for you. They want to give you a free book today.
Tom Clancy.
Yeah, what are you, a bunch of fucking nerds reading books and shit? Nobody
wants
that.
Who does that? Who does that? Sorry. I don't do that.
Exactly.
Who does that?
I fucking hate all of you who are reading physical books. Fuck you, bitch.
Yep. Go to audibletrial.com/T1podcast.
Click on that link and sign up today.
It's free, guys. It's a free book. Like, you get the book for free, whether you keep the service or not. It's a win-win. Like, there's no downsides.
So wait, can I recommend The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy narrated by Stephen Fry?
Yes.
I did that one on Audible.
You can.
That's the most pretentious answer I've ever heard in my goddamn
life.
Do
that shit.
Nyla, it was a good answer.
It was a good answer, all right?
Calm down your pills.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Don't want to upset the sponsors. You can cut this out, but can you guys tell me how to get fucking sponsors? Because I'm doing a podcast soon. I want to get a sponsor on that shit. So you guys, can you message me secretly and tell me about how to do that?
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you for inviting us on your podcast. Yeah, sure. We'd love to at some point.
Yes, no, for sure, dude. I'm actually not even joking here.
We would honestly love to.
Yeah, we'll show you how to get sponsored.
And we will.
And our sponsor is Audible. Guys, get the free book. Tell them we sent you. Add over. Let's continue.
All right. audibletrial.com/T1podcast. Moving on.
Stamper.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah, since you've been last on, what have you been up to?
I am doing a cartoon
that
only Jacob has seen, and it's fucking baller, son.
It is pretty hilarious. I'm not going to say too much because I don't want to spoil things, but it's, if you're a fan of Stamper's, like, old humor and old comedy and, like, just, like, you know, the Sahara Pals and the Africa Dudes and Fairy Wish Prince and that
also,
era.
Me and Jacob are doing Kabuki Dudes, and it's going to be fucking baller, son. Trust me on that one.
Jacob, can you give us a little hint or something, a little tease for the cartoon?
It's just as good as Fairy Wish Prince, if not better.
There you go, guys.
That sounds nice.
Hold up.
All right.
Wait, hold up. Take a screenshot of that shit and send it to him.
Hold on. Yeah, man.
You want to do it? Yeah, we're on Stamper's computer right now. Hold on.
Bingo. Easy.
Do I go to...
Life.
Okay, it's in the E drive.
And then blip, Dropbox. And then blip.
Do you like
that?
DB backup?
Yep. And then blip. Hold up.
What do you like?
Work. Yeah, and then go to...
I can make frozen.
Not candy. Go to...
I can heat them up. I can use the microwave.
Kiss.
Oh, have you had haggis?
And then go to...
No, dude, that's Scotland.
Okay.
keep
now,
going.
You've ever considered getting a sugar mama?
Yep. Now, anywhere.
I
do that.
I don't want to kind of go into it, but you know, sugar mama might have been something that happened at one point.
Are you seeing anyone?
What's that?
I had a couple of sugar mamas back in the day.
Right. Ah. Maybe you care to tell me stories, or
we're opening up.
Does it count when they're younger than you?
Screenshot.
Do they make more than you significantly?
Oh hell yeah, dude! More than zero, easy.
Do they pamper you and kind of like expect you to put out a little bit? And
yeah, dude.
All go anywhere.
All right.
Wait, hold up. Go, Cam.
Can you go into any specifics? Any juicy details for our listeners? Or?
Cut them off.
Well, I'm just going to say, did not end well. Because you know when you...
Now, up Niall. Here.
I got too comfortable. File, I'll just say, I got too comfortable.
Save as.
Yeah.
Blip.
I've never heard of like a sugar relationship ending well, so that's fine.
Yeah, dude.
Niall, just change the subject a little bit. Last time you were on, at the end of the episode, you said that you were going to the bar, and I asked if it was the temple bar, and you said that it was, and asked how I knew, and I played it up like I was psychic, but the truth is that when I was in Dublin, the temple bar was the most famous bar, so I just took a shot in the dark, so that's how I actually knew.
Well, the temple bar isn't a bar, it's like a strip of bars.
Oh, it is?
But it's like an area where you go to bars, yeah, so
oh,
temple
that's
bars
what
that is like kind of where the bars are. But the one I was going to was actually called Fibbers, and it was like a rock and roll kind of bar where like everybody's just super chill.
I think I know that one. Zippers, you said?
That is the Fibbers. Funniest shit ever.
Zippers?
Stamper, what
trust
the fuck?
Me, dog.
What are you guys
trust
talking
me,
about?
Dog.
Stamper, you alright? You okay, bud?
He's just like watching TikTok
videos.
Yeah,
no, we're scrubbing through some of one of his Flash cartoons, right? Or his newest Flash cartoon to get a screenshot for you guys.
Oh, okay.
By the way, I never actually had a sugar mama. I was trying to like do something with that, but I fucked up with it. I never had a real sugar mama, but I would.
Yeah. Oh,
there you go.
Okay.
Flip done. Easy.
That says a lot in one screenshot. That says a lot.
Tune in live next time if you want to see sneak previews like that.
Christ.
And here's the joke. It's because Spock doesn't like to because it'd be highly illogical. Yes.
All right.
Yes. Now, there you go. Pull that up. Let me see that.
Oh, should we take a couple questions?
Yes.
Maybe in a minute. Yes. Maybe in a minute when we all come together.
Once Stamper recovers.
That felt good. I put my dick in a booty. I put my ding dong inside. It got covered with dookie, and I said, "Who girl, you got dookie on my wiener, and it's gross." Yeah. See that. That is actually the song that's in the cartoon.
you gotta get like Mary J. Blige on that track.
Beyonce, maybe.
It's called Mary Up.
Maybe. Is she still fucking alive? Are you serious?
Mary J. Blige?
She?
Yeah, she's alive.
Didn't she die?
Yeah, dude. No, dude.
I thought
what
she died.
What are you talking about? No, man.
No,
you're
she's
being
dead.
Racist right now.
How is it racist to think someone's dead?
Because I know you're thinking of Aaliyah.
No, I'm not. I'm thinking Mary J. Blige. Whatever.
No, that bitch fucking died when she was, what, like fucking 18?
Yeah, like, dude, that sucked, man. R. Kelly was pounding that shit when she was like 14.
Yeah, super sketch.
Yeah, but fucking, yeah, but at the same time, like, he fucking died.
No, he didn't.
With his fucking, it's like, everybody, like, worries about, wait, no, it's not R. Kelly, but it's fucking, what's his face?
Bill Cosby?
No, it's Kobe.
Kobe Bryant.
Yeah. He fucking died.
Yeah.
And everybody's talking about, like, how he fucking died. But so did his children as well.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, come on, man.
One of his kids, yeah.
Pretty sad.
It was him and one of his kids, his second oldest, I think. And four or five other people.
Let's please continue with Niall.
Yeah, all right. Niall, is there anything that you wanted to talk about, or should we ask you more questions?
Hey, that's a cop-out-ass question, dude. St- to continue, you got to do it.
In fairness, that's true.
I have questions for Niall.
Fucking broken.
Do it.
All right.
Niall, did you ever actually, a couple of questions. Did you ever continue with the Three Hot Guys podcast? Number two, have you done any cool animations lately? Number three.
One at a time, Lars.
I'm excited. Let me be excited to answer.
I'll answer. I can answer those. Three Hot Guys got canceled because Stamper wouldn't pick up the phone.
I am sorry. Okay,
but I still want to do it. No, Stamper,
I am fucking gorgeous. Okay,
you are, anyways. Dude. I do not blame you. I'm just saying that's why it happened. But like, dude, whatever. Who gives a shit? We'll make it again. Two animations. I got such a goddamn good idea for an animation that I want to make, but I'm kind of scared to actually put the pen to the tablet and do it because I haven't done it in so long. So it'll turn out like trash.
Well, maybe do a little bit of practice and warm up for a week or so.
So that's what I'm trying to do.
Everyone in the chat saying they want it.
I swear to God, I fucking hate these guys. I hate them so much.
What, me and Lars?
Trust me. Yes.
What's wrong with me
Both
and Lars?
Of you guys. I hate you guys.
I feel like you're just joking. Guys.
No, yeah, I'm just joking.
Yeah, no shit, anyway. Joe. All right. Niall, second
Continue.
Question.
Continue now. Go.
Oh, third question. Sleepy Cabin reunion when?
Whenever we're all in the same place, I guess. I suppose.
I gotta ask you every time, man.
A lot of the, I tried to organize something, but some of the dudes, I'm just gonna say, they bitched out.
Ooh.
They got their own shit going.
He's not fucking wrong. They did. He's not fucking wrong. They fucking did.
If you want to have the reunion like on our show, we would be happy to host that.
Sure, man.
But guess what? Also,
would you like that?
Like the friends? No, we don't need those guys to do our Sleepy Cabin reunion. Wait, Stamper. Stamper.
Yes, sir.
Dude, me and you could make an episode of Sleepy Cabin and it would still be Sleepy Cabin. This doesn't need to have the other dudes in it because, you know, there's no set staff. They can't say shit, I don't think. They probably will, but
hey. Oh, shit.
Fuck them.
You know what? That is absolutely fucking perfect. Thank you, Niall.
We can do a whole season.
That's fucking true. You see that shit that I posted on fucking YouTube? Where it was fucking Casino Royale, where he was chasing that black dude down.
I love that song. But by the way, with Sleepy Cabin, if we did do that, we shouldn't call it Sleepy Cabin because it's not Sleepy Cabin. I'm just kind of kidding around, but
we do something. Okay, fine. Done. Easy.
Niall, were you on the stream we did on Dick Planet with Mick, Jeff, and Stamper?
No, I wasn't invited.
You're always invited, man. You can just show up. You're always welcome, bud.
No, man, I'm just kidding. No, I wasn't. I wasn't on that one. I'm down to do shit like that, though. Like, if you want me on, love those guys.
Yeah, dude, anytime. Like, you don't even have to ask. You can just pop in the voice chat while we're streaming.
Niall is my best friend, hands down.
Yeah.
This bitch, though, no.
Wait, do you guys have any piercings?
I have three piercings in one ear, two in the other ear. Wait, hold up.
You got
two
the lip, though,
top
don't you?
Of both ears.
Really?
And I have two eyebrow piercings. And, wait, hold up. How many piercings do you have, my friend?
I have one piercing in each ear. I want to get my nose pierced. I want to get like a stud on the side of my nose.
You're not cool enough for that, dude. Wait,
I'm cool enough for that.
Niall says you're not cool enough. Niall says that? Wow.
I am the arbiter of who's cool.
Also, I have two nipple rings as well. Ah, so
good to know. Surprised.
I'm actually lying. I don't have those.
Oh, do you have the Prince Philip?
No, I don't.
That's nice.
I thought you might have a Prince Philip. I didn't know for sure, but I thought maybe he does. But
it wouldn't surprise me.
The one that I had was I had one in my upper ear, you know, the ring on your upper ear, and
yeah,
I thought
the
cartilage. It was cool.
Yeah.
And I walked into school thinking I was fucking baller, and I walked in, everyone called me Harvey Kinkle from Sabrina the Teenage Witch. Made me really goddamn sad, dude. I had to take
I think those look really cool. I want to get maybe one of those. I want to get the nose ring. And
it took me a long time to figure it out, but you need hollow needles for your top ears to pierce through cartilage.
Yeah, you need some special shit for that.
Oh, because it pierces it with the hollow part,
like,
and then the needle
mind
goes
chamber,
through it.
It's like mind chamber. He gave me my fucking chamber piercing over here. It's my like, chamber dog, pot. It's like, no, you don't do that. It's fucking, you can't do that. It's fucking terrible. Don't do that shit.
Interesting.
You had to fucking sterilize that shit and fucking, and, not, wait, hold up. Not vodka, but fucking, whiskey. He had to fucking sterilize that shit with a thumbtack. And it was just like, dude, no, yeah, don't do that.
Have you guys ever dyed your hair?
Stamper doesn't have any hair.
I don't.
I had the Slim Shady thing going on for a few years. Then I had little kind of streaks of blonde, because that was kind of all the rage over here.
Now, can I please leave this conversation?
Yeah.
No. No. We got to do the questions, guys.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, should we get a couple of live questions on air?
God fucking damn it.
Don't
okay.
Let him, don't let him.
Fine. Dude, fucking do it. Hurry. Fine.
All right.
All right. Let's say dragon fruit for this. Let's because people have actual questions.
Okay. Okay. Fuck it. Dragon fruit. Done.
Okay. Let's say Chapthick, you can go first. You're on air.
So this is my questions for Stamper.
Introduce yourself.
You come on the show. You don't introduce yourself.
What's up?
How's he gonna know who you are?
I'm Chapthick, the thickest boy in town.
Uh-huh.
And
what's
pleasure
your
to meet you, Chapthick.
So since you're such a baller cook, I got a question. How do you, what do you recommend for cooking on a budget, like a tight budget?
Eggs, cheese, Jacob, please.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Eggs with cheese melted on top? You
tortillas?
Know you know what, you can do, what do you call it? Chicken parm, like really, really cheap, like with some ragu and some, like, chicken breast that you can grill on, like, this stuff. Like, it'll cost you, like, $2 or $3.
And then watch this. Peep this shit, right? So, you have flour tortillas, and then you fold them around some cheese and... Wait, hold on. Some cheese and... wait. And you know what I'm talking about.
Eggs, cheese, and flour tortillas.
Oh, hell yeah. Thank you.
Breakfast burrito.
Done. Easy. Now, continue.
All right, Chapthick, is that your question, or you got any more?
Oh, that's it. That's it.
Chapthick, I have a suggestion to use turkey instead of beef. It's cheaper.
No, use beef, dude. Wrong.
And,
wrong in a pot.
Potatoes. You can make, like, breakfast potatoes. You can make your own french fries.
Yeah, that's good.
That's fucking
good.
True. Yeah, that's
not a bad idea.
True.
And onions
true.
Are cheap. If you... You could throw onions in your scrambled eggs, and it's really hearty, and it costs like less than $1, and you've made like a ton of scrambled eggs.
There you go.
And you know what? You don't even have to fucking pay for those shits. I didn't mean to say that, but...
Yeah, you can grow them, obviously, in your garden.
But all you
yeah.
have to do is like yeah, put them in your pocket.
Just lay your
yeah.
own eggs.
Right? Now.
All right. Thanks, Chap.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Chap.
All right. Next is Ellie.
Hi.
Hi, Ellie.
Hey.
How are you guys?
I'm doing fantastic. How about you?
I'm doing great.
Ellie!
Stamper, what?
What the fuck is happening with you right now, Ellie? The grossest human being on the face
of
the planet
totally
Earth.
I'm totally fucking gross. I'm the worst. I'm shit. And I currently produce your shitty Twitch stream, Dick Planet. And sometimes
okay,
you're on it. Niall's on there too sometimes. And Jacob is always on it.
All right. Jacob, ew, gross.
Ew, gross. He's so gross.
Disgusting.
Yeah, what's, how much does a 40 cost in Texas? That's my question.
$2.68.
Okay.
Steel Reserve.
Check us out on Dick
Planet. Yeah.
Got it. Thanks, Ellie.
Yeah, no problem, guys.
Next.
Also.
Yes?
Ellie, what is your favorite meal to cook for the King Joe, and also for yourself. Go. Blip.
She's muted. She can't answer.
All right. Oh.
Okay.
Who next? Her unmuted so she can answer.
Atlas Geneticist, you're next.
Oh, okay.
Hey, am I coming in through?
Hey,
there
Atlas.
You are.
Holy.
Yeah, okay, good. Yeah, easy.
Hi, y'all. I'm Atlas Geneticist here.
Hey, welcome.
I'm a resident here on the first podcast.
What's up,
patron.
Atlas?
Of course. Hey. And hey, it's nice to meet you after so long, Niall. Man,
oh.
It's been a while. Ah, gosh.
Also, that's
okay.
not Niall.
So,
that was
like,
fucking Jacob. So we got Jacob here and Niall.
Oh, my God.
Go for it. Atlas, what's your question?
Okay, no, go.
Okay, so we already asked about three hot guys, but if anything, I'd like to ask about your musical endeavors, since
I was asking Atlas to teach me how to make like beats and just like kind of just music theory, just to make it not.
Wait, hold up. Can you pull that up, please, Jacob?
What up? He was asking Niall.
No, I don't give two fucks about Niall. Can you pull up Life real quick?
Well, he does that. I'll answer the question. I was like, yeah, I was trying to make music. I feel like if I just kind of started doing it myself, it would just sound like an alien made it.
Watch
I
don't think it make shit. Any sense. Wait, so hold up.
I needed some foundations. It's not going too good now, though, because I'm too busy.
You'll live.
I heard about like your computer breaking down and everything. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I know.
It
was a fucking pain in the ass. Yeah, it's fucking me on that.
My
God. Fucking damn it.
I actually brought in one of my good friends, Efrio. We had him on the podcast a while ago. And we brought him on. I brought him on to the server so then he'd actually teach Niall music theory since he actually knows that.
Oh, anyway, sweet. That's cool. But when I get to America, I'm going, like, which will be soon. Then I will be actually able to. I just can't when I'm here. So.
It's fine, man. It's all going to be great. By the way, if you get here by 2021, we're suspecting somebody's going to get unbanned. Good old Pogo. That's going to be lit. Anyway, next person up, man. I've been here too long. Much love to y'all.
Thanks, Atlas.
Good chat.
Thank you for coming on.
Thanks, Niall, for being
if you come to LA, you have to let me and Lars know and we'll get you a beer.
Yeah.
You guys are in LA. Yeah, for sure, dude.
Yeah. Definitely.
All right. Hell yeah, man.
Wait, what part of LA are you guys in?
Redacted. We'll talk to you later about that.
Stamper, you too. Stamper, if you're ever in LA, let us know.
Yeah. Is Stamper still here?
Did we lose Stamper?
Probably.
There's no running away, no time to wait. The 15th, this day, the United States fucks you. Bend down and open up your hopeless asses. Say, dude.
All right, Spaghetto, you're up.
Hey. Hey guys, how's it going today?
Hey,
what's up?
So, I got a ping from Lars saying to ask a question. I was sleeping, but I quickly stalked Stamper's channel because I have no idea who the heck you guys are. But I noticed he makes food. And Stamper, what's the worst thing you've ever made?
Kick this fucking dude.
You are a man, and I know it.
Spaghetto, what's your question?
No, but seriously though, how you doing, girl?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
No.
What's your question, Spaghetto?
Stamper, what's the worst thing you've ever made?
In terms of food?
Yeah, food.
Wait, hold up. You go first.
Me? Well, the worst thing I've ever made is I made pasta, but I put every condiment that you put on a burger on the pasta.
Ew!
Say that
again?
Up.
Say that again? You make pasta?
Oh, he put hamburger condiments on pasta.
And I serve it to my siblings.
That sounds good, actually. I would eat that.
That sounds disgusting.
I would eat that. Yeah,
when I was flat broke, I put cinnamon on pasta. It just doesn't work.
Did you say pasta?
Pasta.
Dude, seriously, man.
Pasta.
Don't say pasta.
I'm Irish, dude. Right.
Thanks, Spaghetto.
See you, Lars.
All right. Thanks for coming on.
All right. Let's take one more, and then we'll wrap things up.
Before that, I'm just saying my battery actually is low, so
we got to wrap. Let's take one from Kimbrium.
Okay.
You're on.
All right. So,
I hate this.
So,
Stamper,
I have a question for you.
Fucking stream. I hate it.
You
know what? I hate Kimbria too. I hate you, Kimbria.
Can you say this one?
How do you feel? The love. Tonight.
Yes, I can. This I can hold.
Hang on. Sorry, go ahead.
All right, thanks for your question, bud.
Was that your question?
That was a perfect cutoff. All right. Okay. Since you didn't do it, let's say who has a good question in the chat? Who has
good question?
Oh, hey, Mr. Meat Man.
Hey, Niall.
Oh, hey, what's up?
You want Cuphead?
I want Cuphead.
No, you want Cuphead? You want it?
Do I want it?
You want it?
The game?
You're on.
Do you want it?
Do you want Cuphead? You want Cuphead.
The game.
Do you want it? Yeah, what else?
Done. Easy. Yeah. Don't care. Now.
Yeah, I'll get you Cuphead. Okay.
All right.
Awesome.
Okay,
thanks, man.
Thank you, man.
And then I got a question for you.
Well, that was just nice.
Stamper.
Yes.
Stamper, I got a question for you. So. Oh, you muted.
No, Stamper, he's here. You can take it.
But seriously.
Yeah, good. You hear that?
Yes.
Don't open your door.
Ooh. All right. Thanks, Mr. Meatman.
I mean, I got condoms, dog.
Well, that only helps to a certain extent.
Right. Sweet, dude.
Okay. Joe, I think it's time to wrap this up because Nell's going to lose his battery.
2%. Sure. It's my phone with the data on it. Yeah, it's 2% at the moment.
All right.
Sure.
Nile, play yourself out. Just go ahead and tell us where people can find you and stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, dude, right now I haven't been streaming for a while, but like, dude, big comeback is happening soon. So I am on Twitch, Cryburger, but you can probably find me just on Twitter for now as just Niler Defiler, NialerDeFiler. And that's me. And then that's all I got right now at this point.
All right. Make sure to export your audio.
Yeah, I will. All right. Stay tuned, fellas.
All right. Thanks for coming on, Nile. I always appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, dude. Oh, man. Yeah, it's great. Thanks, dude. I love doing this
show. We'll be in touch.
Coming on.
All right. Peace, fellas.
Stamper.
He walked off. I'll apologize for him. He's a little inebriated.
Oh, you should get him back so he can plug his stuff.
All
right. Bye now.
All right. Later now. I can give you his new Twitter. I know he's changed it. It's Omega Baller right now.
Right.
At Omega Baller.
So if people want to check out Stamper, I don't know if this is going to be true by the time this episode comes out. I don't know if Omega Baller is going to be his handle. Because he gets
it changes pretty often.
Yeah.
He's also, we're doing Dick Planet Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays at 8 p.m. Central Time. It's a show that we do on Twitch. And we have guests. We've had everyone from Mick and Jeff to Annie Lederman to Nile to some guy we met at Kroger to probably you guys in the future.
Cool. Sounds good. All right, so that's where people can check out Stamper and Jacob on Dick Planet. Joe, if people wanted to wear the podcast, what's the best way to do that?
Merch.t1podcast.com. If you go to our online merchandise store at merch.t1podcast.com, you'll have access to stickers and merchandise like tote bags and pillows, sweatshirts, a coffee table. We sell them in all sizes. Merch.t1podcast.com. And it's merch.t1podcast.com. Can you feel the love?
I'm sorry, your mic cut out there at the end. What was that website one more time?
Merch.t1podcast.com.
All right.
Awesome. Okay. Just wanted to make sure that I heard it correctly. You did say merch.t1podcast.com.
Merch.t1. Yeah, merch.t1podcast.com.
Okay, cool.
Also, guys, if you have 6 cents a day and you want to support the show in a way that gets you bonus episodes of the podcast, advertising free listening to the early releases as soon as they are done being edited. We are a monetized podcast now, but you don't have to hear that shit if you're a patron. As well as a funny role in the Discord, a patron-only chat where we talk shit on the plebs, and more. Go to patreon.com/T1podcast. It helps support the show and your favorite creators, Joe and Lars.
We don't really talk shit on the plebs. We love all of our supporters. And even if you don't donate monetarily, we appreciate it, though.
We do. Wink. Well, I guess I'll say goodbye to Stamper, indirectly here. Thanks for coming on, Jacob.
He knows it in spirit. Yeah, no problem. Anytime, guys.
Right, yeah, thank you for coming on. Glad to have you.
Export your audio, please.
Yes, please export it and upload it, right away.
Yeah, the first...
I don't have access to his stuff. You probably get an email from my email, but we're on his computer, so... Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I'll do my best to try and navigate his software and figure this out.
Jacob, okay. You got a funny line to end the show?
Zabadabaduba, do you prefer Wave or MP3?
All right, let's cut it right there. Okay.
Okay. We'll be right back. Blip, blip, see, blip, 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 bl